General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right side with Doug Billings, right side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to the Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining me today, a special edition of the show. Look, financial crisis in California, the banks, the shutdowns, the closures, the crumbling, primarily because of poor management. But look, folks, we've got to be careful. Guarding our money has never been more important. And diversification of your wealth, of your savings, your retirement, it's just a topic that we need to talk about today. So in order to do that, let me get right to it with Andrew Sorcini with Beverly Hills Precious Metal, an expert in managing funds, managing money, and the value of gold and silver. The nightmare that the Biden administration has cast upon us is now, I would say, harvesting its dividends to make a point about what he is doing. He is destroying. Poor bank management is certainly part of it. But I'm going to let Andrew tell you what's going on and how we can avoid this. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Doug. It's a pleasure.
So what's your reaction to all of this? Where people are going crazy. I'm sure your phone and your email are blowing up. People want to know what to do. Tell us, from what is happening and then how you can help with Beverly Hills Precious Metals.
Well, absolutely. It's so here in California, First Republic Bank is probably going to be the third bank here in this run to go under. And the depositors at that bank, they're aware of this. So on Saturday, there are lines all the way around the block for one bank that I saw on Twitter. And it's people want to get their money out of the banks. It doesn't matter if they're with Chase, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or anything in between. People are calling today to get their funds out. And you don't want to have cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency is still risky. You still have to transfer crypto back to the bank if you want to cash out. So people need gold and silver. And luckily, we've been spreading the word for so long. That's what they're calling for today.
With gold and silver, Andrew, when in times like this, when inflation is skyrocketing, the value of gold and silver goes up. So the value of the dollar bill is crashing, value of gold and silver goes up. And I want to stress to people, when they go to bh-pm.com, ladies and gentlemen, that's Beverly Hills-Precious Metal. So bh-pm.com, you'll see a form on the right hand of your website there. And they fill out that it's very short, name, you want some information into the block, make sure you put Right Side with Doug Billings, because you'll get some discounts and perks over there. But Andrew, inflation up, value of gold and silver goes up as well. I want to stress, though, to people, you do not need to be wealthy in order to start building wealth with gold and silver, correct?
Absolutely. It's everybody out there, whatever dollar amount that they have socked away is important to them. It's a lot of money for them. So they're afraid of losing it. And one thing that I see right now that is different than past financial crisis that we've had is that our last one was just 15 years ago. So it's very, very fresh in our minds what happened and what we need to do to protect ourselves. Whereas in 2008, we hadn't really seen a financial crisis since the Great Depression. And all of that was given to us firsthand by grandparents or parents. And so this is one where virtually anybody out there that invests was around last time. So we know exactly everything that's going to happen. So to counter what's going on today, the banks have drastically lowered interest rates for mortgage loans. And that's they're trying to get people to buy homes. They're trying to not crash the economy. But really, the writing's on the wall. This is the Great Reset, and the dollar is going to need to be backed by something real. So for people out there that might want to be able to sleep at night, you might want to convert much of what you have socked away for gold or silver, because you can take the gold or silver anywhere in the world and be able to cash it out or buy things with it.
And when they go to bh-pm.com, it'll be on the bottom of the screen here for you, ladies and gentlemen, throughout this discussion. Your team will guide them through that process. It'll give them the information. It's low pressure. Tell them about what they can expect, Andrew, over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So when they fill out the form, they absolutely should put in the right side, say, or Doug Billings in there. And there's a little section down below for notes. Please put in as much information about yourself as you possibly can. And today I've read a couple hundred of them that have come in, and people have done a wonderful job. They say, I'm a novice. I've never invested in gold or silver before. So please pair me up with somebody that's patient and can answer all of my questions. Yep. I love that. That's a perfect thing to put in there. Other people are straight to the point. I've got a 401k. I want to roll that over into an IRA that can hold physical gold and silver. And that's been the bulk of what we've seen. Other people are saying things like, I feel like I have too much cash in my checking account. Please have someone call me. I would like to discuss and then also find out how much gold or how much silver I need to have physically. Another person said, I live in an apartment building and I have a sizable checking account, but it wouldn't be safe for me to store gold or silver in my apartment. Do you have storage options? And we do. So people can reach out for that specifically as well.
So that's an important, I think, piece of information there. People can, certainly you can have the gold and silver on site, but it's a lot of people take advantage of your ability to store it for them safely and so forth. They have no fear. And I would imagine that lots of people looking at their retirement funds are wanting to roll over a substantial portion of that. So look, Andrew, I wanted to make this a real short hit on what's going on in the news today to get this out today to people. Ladies and gentlemen, again, bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal. They will give you all of the information you need, very low key. Go to the form, fill it out, give Andrew and his staff as much information as you can, where you are, you're a novice, you're experienced, et cetera. Use Right Side and Doug Billings over there for, tell them that you heard about it over here, and they'll hook you up as quickly as possible. Andrew, in the last minute and a half or so, closing thoughts, closing words of advice to people that are a little bit panicked today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's people should understand that anything that you do in regards to gold and silver is not a permanent move. So if you were to take a certain amount out of your checking account and invest in gold or silver, it's not like you decided to refurnish your entire home. Those are things you'll never see the light of day on. With this, we will make it through this crisis. Luckily, there are great shows like The Right Side, where we're out there giving people the real story and solutions to these stories. So things will get better, and you'll want to be able to convert it back into cash as soon as it's safe to do so. But right now, this is the right move.
All right. Andrew Sorcini, ladies and gentlemen, with Precious Metals, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Again, that website, bh-pm.com, Beverly Hills Precious Metal.com. Andrew, look, I know that you're going to be slammed today. We appreciate you. I know that we're among the first to get out and get the word out with you today. Thanks for taking time.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I hope to be back soon.
You bet. We'll get you back on here real soon to follow up. Ladies and gentlemen, bh-pm.com. Go get information. Protect yourselves. Bless you. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma. The results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. HolyHydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen. Promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching. Hey, the world's going crazy. Banks crashing everywhere. Administrator Biden and his Communist Socialist Party purposefully driving chaos throughout the Republic. And we are feeling stressed. There's no doubt about it. A little bit of stress, a little bit of fear out there. Dr. Jason Dean on the program today, going to talk about how we can combat those things. So Jason Dean, Dr. Dean, how are you? And welcome back to the program, my friend.
I am well, Doug. Thanks as always for having me. I appreciate being on to educate, but also get people some health improvements and actually educate them on how they can. It's always going to be stressful, obviously really stressful right now. But how they can, you know, kind of conquer this and keep above it so that they're not, you know, when you stress, your health can collapse. We don't want that to occur.
I believe it. I think that, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you head over to bravetv.store/Doug. Throughout the conversation here, we'll be referencing that. bravetv.store/Doug. Once over there, find some supplement. We're going to talk about some things today, but just want to give you a heads up. Dr. Dean, so stress. I'm a believer that, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm a believer that stress can play itself out in the human body with all sorts of catastrophe. I mean, cancer, colds, all of that stuff. You break your immune system down with fear and stress, and you can get in some serious trouble with your health. Am I right?
It's absolutely 100% yes. And on top of that, it's actually proven that 70 to 80% of all disease is what they call psychosomatic. That's taught in medical school. That's taught in chiropractic school. It's taught in natural schools. And what we mean by psychosomatic doesn't mean you're going crazy. It means psycho is the mind, right? And somatic is the body. So literally stress coming in, right, to the brain and our mind, then we don't get it under control, right? Because America's got a lot of things we're not dealing with from a standpoint of obviously our culture, our banking system, our government, our lives, our families. And what happens is that goes out of control in the body. We also have, you know, American people right now. I mean, diabetes, cancer, number two and number three. Number one is cardiovascular disease still. What that tells me is people are not active. They're not eating as well as they should. They're not getting out and getting stress relief off, exercise, et cetera. When they don't get these things under control, Doug, that stress overcomes them. They get lower energy. They end up sitting on a couch, maybe turning on television to kind of, it's a distraction from what they should be doing, right? And then over a period of time, you have these diseases skyrocketing. I mean, it's unbelievable how fast they go. And yet, I don't want to say it's just stress, but stress is the biggest component of what people are dealing with today.
Well, and who would be surprised? You look around, to your point, you look around this country and the world, the banking system, that this week in the news, banks are collapsing, people's finances in shambles, and they're worried. What specifically, with regards to the products that you have at bravetv.store/Doug, what kinds of things should people be looking for to help them with supplements that are organic and natural in nature to help them manage stress and fear in their lives?
No, it's a good question. I'm going to go back to my basics. Okay. So first and foremost, everybody, I want just some free tips, right? Get outside, get into nature, look outside, know that the world is not collapsing in front of you. It's just the system behind the scenes, right? There's still animals, plants, flowers, etc. Get some exercise in, make yourself sweat, eat good food, prayer, et cetera. Those things are obviously lifestyle stuff that we can directly control, right? Eating good, all that good stuff. However, when we're diving into the supplement realm and people have some more anxiety, some more stress, let's get the parasites under control. So parasites are at a root source of every disease because they break the system down. They need a host. They need a stressed host, by the way. Anybody who has a tremendous amount of stress will have parasites in their body in weak areas. So what you need, Full Moon Protocol, the three different levels, when you go on to the bravetv.store/Doug, you'll see them all there. What's going to happen is you're going to kill these parasites off during the full moon and the new moon. Now, parasites, Doug, will live in your gut. And what they do is in your gut, neurotransmitters are made. These neurotransmitters go in our brain and they make our neurons actually communicate and work together to communicate to our body. I mean, that's what chiropractic is based off of. So yep. Parasites will literally gobble up neurotransmitters, take them away from you so that your brain doesn't work. So we have a lot of people that do the Full Moon Protocol. Their brain fog goes away. They can think clearly again. their stress levels, even though they're dealing with stress still, their ability to handle it increases. So the stress goes down. So that's one way to do it. But then there's another product on the store you'll see. It's called BCATP. Now, ATP, okay, adenosine triphosphate, that is our energy. So every single cell in our body has mitochondria. They're the engines of your body, basically. They're making you go. They push out ATP. You have energy, right? If you don't have energy, you're in bed. You're not making ATP. Yep. So one, it actually makes your body go. Stress will actually come down. Your ability to handle stress goes up. But on top of that, it's great for the brain. Your brain has the most ATP of the body. So when people are stressed, you know, it's interesting. When they're stressed, they'll tend to kind of walk away from a situation. They want to get away from it. They want to go to the movie. They want to go to Netflix or whatever. They just don't want to deal with it, right? When you put something like a BCATP in your body, your brain will actually come back online. You'll feel honestly smarter. And I say that jokingly, but you actually do. We nickname it brain candy or Adderall without the side effects because it actually turns your brain back on. We even use it for kids who have this ADD stuff. It actually makes you focus. So it's good for everybody. But again, stress doesn't go away. These products just actually help your ability to deal with the stress at a better level.
Okay. Now the full moon protocol, I want to make sure people out there, I want to make sure that they don't think that we're somehow disciples of Stonehenge and we're out there worshiping, you know, spring is upon us. The spring equinox is coming up and, right. And I've just signed up for this full moon protocol. I'm going to try it. Now tell You're me though, why the full moon, Jason? Why?
Yeah. So obviously we have planets. I mean, even during biblical days, you saw they were following stars. That was their guidance system, right? It's the map. Yep. You follow. That's what we go by ships still. Even though we have GPS today, they still go by the actual stars.
Yes.
What it is, it's just planetary energy. Obviously, there's different energies. I go back to the Farmer's Almanac. I was talking about it today in my own show. They go back because they had to read the stars. They had to read the moon. They had to read the sun. So there's different planetary and very high energies during the full moon to the point where they say the crazies come out. That's because the parasites actually crime statistics rise on the full moon, Doug. It's actually statistically proven. And so we tend to use that time because obviously it's more impactful and people can see really good results.
All right. Excellent. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, a real quick hit today with regards to what's going on, stress in your life, fear, anxiety, and so forth. Again, BraveTV.store/Doug. Jason, we've got about 45 seconds in closing to wrap this up nice and tight for folks. Well, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, absolutely. So no matter what you're doing, obviously the free tips or you go get product, I really do tell people the stress of life is never going to go away, whether it's family, banks, administrations, whatever it may be, right? It's our ability to handle it better. Our bodies are built to adapt. They're God-given bodies that actually work. The problem is, we got to remove the toxins. We got to increase our adaptability and be healthy. And when you do that, your ability to handle stress is much higher and you honestly live a much healthier and happier life.
Ladies and gentlemen, check him out. Dr. Jason Dean, head over to Brave. It's Brave TV, excuse me, BraveTV.store/Doug. All of these things are over there. Look for the full moon protocol. And Jason will be back on the program next week. Jason, have a great week. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks as always, Doug. You as well.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. The Right Side with Doug Billings. We'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at sat123.com. That's sat123.com.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us from around the planet. You bless us. You honor us. And don't forget, DougBillings.us is where you need to go. DougBillings.us. Head on over there. Every show that we do, every video podcast, every audio podcast, free of charge. We don't charge for that. However, we do ask that if you like it and if you want to support us, there's ways to donate over there. There's ways to subscribe voluntarily. Again, you get everything for free anyway, but if you like what we're doing to help us produce the show and continue it to move forward, DougBillings.us, head on over there. Every once in a while, I was reinstated to Twitter, by the way, a couple of months ago. Thank you, Elon. Thank you very much. Every once in a while on Twitter, I see some people that really crack me up, that really, you know, that are really out there fighting the fight. They're in the trenches. They're spreading the truth. They don't take any BS from anybody, and they call it like they see it. Now, I spend a lot of time over on Truth Social. Devin Nunez, I know you're watching, and yes, I'm on Truth Social more often than anywhere else with you and President Trump and others. But I ran across someone the other day on Twitter, and I just thought, I'm going to message her and see if she wants to come on the show. So out of the blue, here she is. She goes by the name of Harper Lee over on Twitter. Harper, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor.
Hey, so are you in any way related to the author of To Kill a Mockingbird?
And no, that is my favorite author, and it's my alter ego, because I was hiding from the Twitter police, because I may or may not have been suspended 12 times.
12 times. Mm-hmm. So may or may. Well, okay. Well, let's go back. Let's talk about that. Why All Twitter? Right. How did you find Twitter? Why Twitter? How long you've been doing it? You had multiple hundreds of thousands of people at one point following you.
Yes. I was disenchanted with Facebook. I lived in California at the time. Obviously have liberal family members, liberal friends, and, you know, they felt the need to comment on anything I said, and I didn't want to fight with them. So a friend of mine said, you should go to Twitter. I was like, what's Twitter? I mean, I knew what it was, but I wasn't interested. I went to Twitter and life changed. And I don't follow people that I know unless they're of like-minded, just because I don't want to fight with liberals, and I certainly don't want to hurt family members' feelings, because that tends to be what they operate on anyways. So I just let it rip.
And so inevitably,
I love it.
Inevitably, I love it too. And I like watching what you're posting, but you'll call liberals out. I mean, you know, it's not like you, what are your, if you were to think about, I don't know, like what are your three or four top tenets, your top beliefs, your top, the information that you really want to get out there, if you could identify an order of it, what would it be?
Wow. Let me think that through. I think, and this is going to sound kind of weird because it might not sound like it should be a big priority, but it is for me. The wokeism that's going on in this country right now, I believe, is rotting us from the inside out. Yeah. So I actually think it's more important than people think it is. I mean, that's my process on it. Yeah. I mean, they're blending the genders. I mean, they're altering children under the age of 18, letting them take beta blockers, have a sex change operations, or at least working their way towards that. Hello, going to a restroom, maybe possibly running into a male. That's not working for me at all. And it is insanity. And I believe you literally can't say anything without offending somebody. And it's too much. It's too much. And it is rotting us. It is rotting this country. So that's one of the number one things. And then, I mean, because look at what wokeism's done, right? If you're a patriot, apparently now we're racist. If you like the flag, you're racist. It kind of, you know, it was a slow burn though. Come, you know, with the kneeling starts. Here comes Kaepernick back from the off season, and this fool gets up there and kneels, and all of a sudden they all go, "Oh, let's all kneel." And I'm like, "Yeah, and I'm out. Peace out, NFL." Yeah, so that's one of the major ones. But calling out the hypocrisy of the left, the fact that I just watched Plaskett, that representative that was talking to Matt Taibbi and the other guy that did the Twitter files, released the information, and she called them so-called journalists. It's that elitist, snarky, talking down to you attitude that they've accused the GOP for years of, and now they are literally the exclusive. They exclude you. If you don't carry water for the Democrat Party and you're not of the elitist, you're out. If you're, and God forbid, you're a black conservative or a person of any color that thinks for themselves, you're immediately voted off the island. So wokeism is like my number one because it kind of leads into so many things. You know,
right.
We are.
Yep. I get it. And just the other day in the White House, we watched the White House award the Woman of the Year award to a trans man. Now, look, I've said it a dozen times or so, at least on my show, Harper. There is no amount of surgery or hormone therapy that's going to change the gender of your soul. It just can't happen. Once a man, always a man. And this attack on women is a serious, serious thing. And there is nobody talking about whether it's, you know, Leah Thomas swimming at Penn State or whether it's this gal. This guy getting the Woman of the Year award. I mean, it's out of control. And the attack on women, I think, is one of those ones that rank up in there. It's a serious deal. But wokeism, I think you're right.
100%. Absolutely. Go ahead.
The way that liberals, I mean, I classify them as intellectually immature, and I love to point it out. I love to point out the fact that you have the other day with Tucker Carlson and the J6 tapes, for example, it gets them what you saw, I think, in their reaction from the left. The Democratic Party in Washington, D.C., in my opinion, doesn't exist anymore. They've blended communism and socialism together. I call them the Commu-Socialist Party. And you see Chuck Schumer, I think for the first time in American history, a leader of the Senate is demanding that a national American news organization censors itself. It's so what you see is terror. They are terrified that Tucker has revealed the truth to their plot. What do you think?
100%. We were on the cusp. If we keep going the way we're going, if we do not stand up and take the fight on, however that is for you, and you say that on Twitter and you'll get the liberals going, "What are you talking about? Are you talking about going on the streets with guns?" It's like, no, what we're talking about is taking a stand And because if we continue to stand by and let them do this, like that right there, he literally called for censorship of a media organization. This is America, not the CCP. But if we keep on this path, we're headed that direction. It's a little terrifying.
Yep. Very terrifying. I think, you know, here's the reason he's all befuddled and the entire Commune Socialist Party on the left side of the aisle is all terrorized by this,
right,
is because they do, I mean, literally, they have Zoom calls just like what we're doing here, except there's multiple participants. They have them every day. What are the talking parts? Okay, we got MSNBC, we got CNBC over here, we got ABC. Right. What are we going to talk? Okay, Tucker's tapes. What are we going to say? They get together and have a confab about what they're going to say. You can go from any channel any given night. They're saying the same thing. You've got Schumer up there saying, well, Fox, you better fall in line. I mean, it's astounding.
And you are onto something right there with the talking points, because think of all the tapes that have been rolled over the years, especially since Trump, about that talking point. Like, they literally get their marching orders.
Yep.
And watch, I mean, when Pelosi was still Speaker of the House, Pelosi, Schumer, and then all your talking heads, AOC, the squad, they all say the same thing. And I'm sorry, I don't think it's as effective as they think it is, because what I hear, even from I'm snarky, you know that, and I get crazy on Twitter, and I cuss and I call them out. I mean, my pin tweet is using the F-bomb, I'm just saying, but it's about the J6 committee. I think they should go straight to effing prison, and that is my sentiment 1,000%. However, I also try to do a reach across the aisle, and you know, you're not going to get a Democrat really to probably conform unless they're disenchanted. But I get independents and I get libertarians, and I'll do something like, I'm not a registered Republican. I'm an America First conservative.
Right.
And I believe in these things. And then they'll go, well, I believe in that too. So I have had some people come to me. I've had about, you know, I'll get like 8 or 10 that'll admit to me openly, hey, you know what? You kind of made me see like I might want to go with this because I believe in that. I'm okay with what, maybe I don't like Trump back when he was, you know, rerunning for 2020. Maybe I don't like how he is polarizing or whatever you want to say. But I like what he believes in. I like what he brings to America. Well, look what he did for us and look what we're at now.
Let's pick. Can you stay with me through until the next segment here? We got to take a break.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, break right in a minute. Just enjoy your trip here into capitalism. Don't forget DougBillings.us. Head over there. Voluntarily subscribe. Help us continue to produce the show. And we will be right back with Harper Lee from Twitter right after this.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, the results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. Holyhydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen, promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, coming to you from smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain of the United States of America, and where we always provide you evidence of the obvious. Yes, indeed, liberals are intellectually immature. You can believe that. Administrator Biden, who's not the president, Administrator Biden. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody else is in control, ladies and gentlemen. You know me. I just call him Administrator Biden. Never going to call the guy president. Harper Lee from Twitter found her about a week or so ago, stumbled upon her, and she just cracks me up with her candid tweets and her zeal, her passion. I think it's obvious. If you listen to the last segment, you're in for another one here. Okay, Harper, you know, we talked about when we left last for the break, we were talking about how the Communist Socialist Party, formerly known as the Democrats, how they word things and how they put things forward in the media. You know, Chuck Schumer on the floor calling for censorship. I want to get your take on this. What I notice with liberals, now this could be any way from anyone. Have you ever seen Rob Reiner post on Twitter?
Yeah, respond to him all the time about his bromance.
So Meathead is out there. He's one of the primary ones, but Schumer, Pelosi, all of the mainstream media, whenever they look at something that's a threat to the country, they will say something like this. They'll say, that Harper Lee, she threatens our democracy. Or Tucker Carlson threatens our democracy. And it's subtle, but it's a soapbox issue for me. We are not a democracy. And they know damn well we're not. And there's a huge difference between a democracy and a republic. And our founding fathers debated. If anybody has ever read the Federalist Papers, you will know this. They debated a true, pure democracy versus a representative republic. And what we have here is the left subtly trying to use propaganda and to brainwash by using the word democracy, because that's what they really want. They want a democracy whereby people are elected, but they don't have to abide by the majority rules. They can do whatever the hell they want if they get elected in a pure democracy. In our constitutional republic, you can't do that, and it rubs them the wrong way. They don't want anything to do with a republic, and they go out of their way to always, always refer to us as a democracy. I don't know if anybody else is bothered by that, but every time I see it or hear it, it gets me. And I make a point to comment back. Say the word, Rob. Can you say republic? Just call us a republic. Of course, they never do. Another one is when they call this insurrection we had on January, you know, the events that happened on January 6th, a violent insurrection. That was their, that's where everybody gets together on the Zoom call. And they come together. What are we going to call this thing? What happened? Well, we hired Antifa. We hired Black Lives Matter. Nancy Pelosi's very own daughter was at the Capitol that day filming a documentary about January 6th. Now, how the heck does she know how do they know this is going to happen? She's filming a documentary. She's on site. So they hire these players. They dress up as patriots. They begin to act violently. And they've got all that footage of those people acting out. Meanwhile, we see this week, Tucker Carlson, thanks to Kevin McCarthy, get some tapes. They go through it, and they don't scrub them. They don't edit them. They don't except show us the footage. And we see peaceful people walking through the policemen letting them in. And ladies and gentlemen, certain members, I'm not saying every one of them, but certain members of the Capitol Police were on the take. And we've got to root them out. So, now that's a big introduction to this segment and a long one, probably way too long. But what about the words they used and the things they say? Because it matters. And this insurrection, Tucker's tapes and all of it, what are your thoughts?
You use their words against them, like you just said right there. They always say words matter. Well, they do. And God forbid you say constitutional republic. You say the word republic at all, they freak out. Oh, it's a democracy. No, we're not mob rule. We are we're not that. We are a constitutional republic. I will say this, though. If Republican representatives, senators, everything all the way down the line to local government don't start getting unified and start fighting every time this administration and Democrats are violating the Constitution, that's problematic, because every time we let them get away with an inch, it's something we let stand and it starts chipping away at that. And my whole thing is this is where the Democrats do beat us, though. And I will say this, that messaging right there that you talked about, they're very unified. I will give them that. It makes me sick. I think it's disgusting that they always use talking points, that they're always saying the same thing. Whoever the target of the day is, Tucker is currently their target. So they're going to use the same exact words to describe him. You know, it's irresponsible. It's going to provoke violence against the, you know, whatever, against the Capitol. But they are united and they don't backbite in public, where conservatives, we all tend to come at things sometimes a little differently. And we do tend to fight a little bit, and we kind of publicly do it. And I look, and I'm all for calling out Mitch McConnell or any of these guys that aren't doing their flipping jobs. But we got it. But as a base, but sometimes we're our own worst enemy, where at least the Democrat politicians, the people that have the podium, the mic, they're way more united than we are sometimes.
Yeah. I've commented. Yeah. That they, when they circle their wagons, they fire outward. When we circle our wagons, we fire inward too often.
Yeah.
And, I hear you. There's sometimes on our side, though, there are people that will put out these kooky ideas and these out of the world. Don't worry, just eat your popcorn. It's all a movie. President Trump is going to come back because the military is in charge. I do call that out. I think that I think that's dangerous. That was never true, first of all. And right. We have to deal in reality, and we have to deal in truth. That's how I see it. Now, with regards to Twitter specifically, and I know that you're sometimes on Truth Social, but what has changed? You've been there a long time. You've you've been canceled. You've been brought back. You're back now. What is the evolution? What do you think of Elon? What do you think he's doing over there? What's your assessment?
I believe his mission is true. I believe that because everybody needs to remember, because people, I get this sometimes from conservatives. I love when they lecture me. You know, he's not a conservative. I'm like, yes, I'm very well aware he's a card-carrying Democrat. However, he voted for Trump in 2020. He's publicly admitted that. So, you know, check.
And he's probably more libertarian too.
Yeah, he is definitely leaning towards libertarian. You know what he saw, though? He sat back and watched a platform where conservatives weren't necessarily, they were saying the truth. They weren't going, hey, I'm calling to have you hung from a gallows. Yeah. I'm saying you're crap and you are full of it. And I'm going to call you out every time and twice on Sunday. Maybe I used a little bit of salty language, but oh, you got your feels hurt. That's not a reason to suspend people, but they were. The old guard, I call him the old Twitter guard, was suspending basically. I know a guy that got suspended for calling a liberal a goofball. I mean, really? And that's no BS. I got suspended on Cap the Hammer One, my 198,000 gone a week after Trump. They suspended me for tweeting spam. And I'm like, I've never tweeted spam in my life. I always report those and block them. So now he buys it. And this is the only thing I kind of got impatient with. Some of my friends are all, what? It's the same old thing. And I'm like, he's had it for a week. What do you think? So what I've gotten from what he has said publicly is they are constantly unraveling things that were done prior to the old guard leaving and getting terminated, fired, whatever you want to call it, laid off. But every time they undo a problem, another one develops. So you'll start seeing, like, you'll hear people complain about engagement. They're not being engaged on there and their numbers are down. And it's like, oh, because, okay, so that's the most important thing on Twitter for you. So you're worried about clicks right now, but you got a guy that's willing to let you stay alive. Cause I am I'm saying it publicly. I'm on a ban evasion. I am violating the Twitter rules. However, they're not suspending for that because they know thousands, and it's not just a hundreds, it's thousands of conservatives were suspended right along with Trump. But they say the number that got released, I heard, was 100,000. I think it's a quarter of a million. Okay. That's what I think, because, like I said, I had 198, and there's another guy that had 300 over here.
All right, you had 198. We have believe it or not, we have 1 minute left. We hit the 10-minute mark here.
Oh my God, sorry. So,
and what in one minute or less? How does somebody grow their Twitter audience? How do you get so many followers?
Number one thing that I would say you have to do is you have to engage with your followers. You do a tweet, and any comments you get, engage with every single comment. People love that. They want to know that they're being heard too. So, and I also I exchange tweets with DMs with people. So I get a little bit of a push. But also it's engagement. It's all about talking to people out there and letting them know and going on their tweets. Like somebody comes on yours and they go to their page, go look at their stuff and engage them. And it's kind of like a, it's like a pay it forward.
All right.
Two, three.
Well, there it is. Hey, Harper, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you for being brave enough to be solicited, to come on the show and just talk about Twitter and your experiences over there.
Well, I'm honored to be here. I'd love to come back and talk to you. It was a blast, and you're right. It goes by so fast.
Goes by fast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Harper Lee. You can find her at Harper Lee on Twitter. Please follow her. Check her out. I'm over there at Doug Billings, and we hope to see you back again. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. You are the plan. Make sure you get out there and get involved in your local level, and let's reclaim our republic. God bless you. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.